All right, well, we have our very own Pastor Tommy Briggs to bring us our morning munch.
Well, we'll still deal with John a little bit because we'll be in the book of John.
Okay.
John chapter 14. One of my favorite passages, just because it's such a wonderful passage of Jesus comforting his disciples. And I've got four kids at home, and my littlest one is four. And so every time if we leave, you know, either I leave or my wife leaves, she's always very concerned, you know, when are you coming back? Are you coming back? When are you coming back? Where are you going? Will you be back? Where are you going? You know, if there, can I go with you? If she can't go with us, you know, well, can when are you going to be home? What time will you be home? Are you coming back? When's mommy going to be home? You know the questions 4-year-olds. The teenager, you know, they're like, whatever. When are you going to be home? They want to know when you're going to be home so they know when to get off the stuff they're probably not supposed to be on if they're not supposed to be on their computers and stuff before we get back. So I was thinking about that when I thought about Jesus' words to his disciples in John chapter 14. Because he's been telling them all along he's leaving, right? He's leaving. I'm going. He's been telling them, you know, and plainly, I'm going to be crucified. They're going to kill me. I'll raise again on the third day. It'll be okay. And they're all like, what? You know, they're still not getting it. But in John chapter 14, it's right at the end where he's getting ready to be betrayed and crucified. It's his last kind of big, I don't want to say speech, but his big talk to the disciples to prepare them for what is coming and prepare them for what is about to happen. And he begins with these words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. And these words, obviously, to comfort his disciples and encourage them because he knows they're about to go through some rough days. But also, I think, words to comfort us. You know, this wonderful promise that he makes that in his Father's house are many rooms. And he's gone to prepare a place for us. And as he says, if I go to prepare a place, then I will return. And I will take you to be with me. Just as my daughter's always worried about, you know, are you coming back? When are you coming back? Are you coming? And I always tell her, yes, I'll be back. I have to go here. I have to go there. I'll be gone about an hour. I'll be back. When will mommy be back? She'll be back after work. And then they're calm, right? They settle down. They're like, okay, as long as they know you're coming back. And in the same way, we have this reassurance that Jesus is coming back. And we can look around the world and see things going crazy and wonder, you know, shouldn't he have come back already? Because it seems like things are getting all nuts. We have that great promise that he comes, and in the right time, he will be here. And I don't make predictions about dates and times. I don't know when it's going to happen. The Bible tells us we don't know when it's going to happen. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be 100 years from now. I don't know. But what I do know is he's coming back. He's coming back, and he's going to take us to be with him. He is preparing a place for us, and when it's ready, he will come, and we will get to be with him forever. And that's our great hope. The blessed hope, as it's called in Thessalonians, that we have in Jesus. So let's rest in that hope. Let's enjoy that hope and know that he is coming back.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Can you pray?
Lord, we thank you for your wonderful words to us. We thank you for this wonderful promise. We thank you that you are indeed preparing a place for us and that, yes, you will return for us in your good time. Lord, when things are right. And so, Lord, we wait in anticipation for that day. We wait in excitement for that day. We're eagerly looking forward to that day when you take us home to be with us. But we thank you in the meantime, as we wait, Lord, we pray that you would comfort us with these words, strengthen us and encourage us with them to know that you are coming back and you are going to take us to be with you. So we thank you for that, Lord. We praise you. We give you all glory. Pray it in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Tommy Briggs from Gateway Baptist Church. Tommy, tell us about your church.
Gateway Baptist Church is located at 6047 Door Street, just west of Holland Sylvania Road on Door, and share facility with Reynolds Corners Baptist Church. And we meet at 10:30 for our Sunday school, 11:45 for our worship service. And we have small groups meeting throughout the week at different places, different people hosting those in their homes, and have women's groups, a game club that meets, and all kinds of fun activities and things going on. If you would like more information about the church, best way to get that is to go online to our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com.
All right. Thanks.